Thank you for the privilege of being with you again today.
我今天很荣幸能够在大家当中。
I always look forward to a Sunday morning spent with you folks.
每次我能够到大家中间来，我都很高兴。
And I'm particularly happy to see a student of mine, David Tong.
今天在我们当中有一个我的学生，就是唐牧师。
And I want to tell you his English is better than my Chinese.
我可以告诉你，他的英文比我的中文要强。
Now, I sent a lot of information to June by email in the last several weeks.
过去几周我一直有在把这个信息发给她，写邮件给我。
And she just informed me this morning that she didn't get any of it.
我一份也没收到。
But she has translated before and she'll do very well.
我们会尽力的。
Now, I want to read some scriptures to you.
那我们今天要一起读一些经节。
And we're going to start with John's Gospel, chapter 12.
我们从约翰福音开始，约翰福音十二章，在我们的周报内页也有印。
And then when you have found that, we'll read from Hebrews 6:1.
Are we going to do John or Hebrews?
First of all, John 12.
Okay.
Verse 24, and then Hebrews 6:1.
Okay.我们先来看约翰福音第十二章，然后等一下我们再来读希伯来书第六章。
John chapter 12 verse 20. And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast.
约翰福音十二章第二十节，那时上来过节礼拜的人中有几个希腊人。
The same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus.
他们来见加利利伯赛大的腓力，求他说，先生，我们愿意见耶稣。
Philip cometh and telleth Andrew, and again Andrew and Philip tell Jesus.
腓力去告诉安德烈，安德烈同腓力去告诉耶稣。
And Jesus answered them, saying, The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified.
耶稣说人子得荣耀的时候到了。
Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit.
我实实在在地告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。
And then Jesus said, He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal.
爱惜自己生命的就丧失生命，在这世上恨恶自己生命的就要保守生命到永生。
Verse 26, If any man serve me, let him follow me.And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor.
若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在那里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。
Now is my soul troubled or agitated, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this cause came I unto this hour.
我现在心里忧愁，我说什么才好呢？父啊，救我脱离这时候，但我原是为这时候来的。
Now we'll turn over to the book of Hebrews, chapter 6.
那我们现在
We'll come back to this passage, don't lose it.
我们现在一起来看希伯来书第六章。希伯来书第六章第一节。
Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1.Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection.
所以我们应当离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步。
I'm going to stop reading with that word perfection.
我们就到这里，就停在这个完全这个地方。
Now you don't need to turn to it, but I'm going to read one other verse from the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5:48.
你们不用翻开，我要来读一下登山宝训，就是在马太福音第五章，耶稣有提。
Jesus said, "Be therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect."
耶稣说要完全，因为你们的天父是完全的。
So my topic this morning is this business of perfection.
所以我今天的主题就是讲关于这个完全。
And I want to tell you that there are many English translations out there that look at this word perfection as we see it in Hebrews 6:1 a little bit differently.
那我知道有很多英文的翻译版本提到这个完全这个词的时候跟我们刚才读到的希伯来书第六章那个地方讲的不太一样。
Many translations say that Hebrews is saying, let us go on to maturity.
有一些这个把它翻译成成熟。
And I've said to many students, it is foolish to tell someone to seek maturity.
我跟我的学生说，让一个人成熟其实是很可笑的。
Many young people who are newly saved, newly become Christians, want to live like people who have been a Christian for 50 years.
有很多这个年轻的新信主的这个信徒，他们很希望自己能够像那些已经信了50年的老信徒一样。
And they look at godly people like Jean Schwartz or Mrs. Shee, and they say, well, I want to live like that.
然后他们看到师母呀，然后看到妈咪的形象就很渴望，就说我希望也能像他们一样。
But that does not happen overnight.
但是这个不是一夜之间就能够成就的。
That's what we call Christian maturity.
这个是我们讲的这个基督徒成熟的过程。
Let me tell you, when Mama Schwartz, as we call her sometimes, was newly saved, she didn't live like she does now.
我可以告诉你说，当这个妈咪她刚刚得救的时候，她跟现在可是不一样的。
What we see now is a result of God, many, many years of godly living and walking with God.
我们今天看到她的这个形象，是因为她在过去的几十年当中一直是很敬虔的生活，与神同行。
And that we would call Christian maturity.
所以我们现在说她是一个成熟的基督徒。
So if you have an English translation that says from Hebrews 6:1, let us go on to maturity, it's not a good translation.
所以如果你有一个英文版的圣经讲到希伯来书第六章的时候翻译成让我们进入成熟，这个是错误的。
The writer knows exactly what he's saying when he said, let us go on to perfection.
因为作者他很明确告诉我们说他知道他在讲什么，当他提到关于完全这个字。
Let me tell you about the word from which we get this word perfection.
那我跟你讲一讲这个完全这个词的来源。
As many have heard us say, the New Testament was originally written in the Greek language.
我们很多人都知道这个新约是用最初是用希腊文写成的。
And it's been translated into English.
然后又从那里被翻译成英文。
And to Chinese and many other languages.
当然又翻成中文还有许多其他的语言。
And so when we read this word perfection, it's kind of a scary term.
这个当我们听到完全的时候好像有点吓人。
My students will say to me, how can I be perfect? Nobody's perfect.
然后我们就会说怎么可能完全，人无完人嘛。
Actually, this word perfection means, the Greek word means to reach the goal.
但这里面当这个提到完全的时候，希腊文原意的意思是说能够达到目标。
And so you and I,have a goal to reach. In fact, we have several goals.
也就是说我们每一个人都有一个目标，有的时候甚至不止一个。
I suppose one of your goals today was to get out of bed and come to church.
比如说你早上起来就有一个目标，就是说要起床去教会。
And spiritually, our goal is to get ourselves into a relationship with Jesus Christ.
然后在属灵上，我们的目标是为了能跟耶稣建立一个好的关系。
And we frequently call that being saved or converted.
或者我们有的时候就会把它叫做得救。
And then we have some other goals once we become followers of Christ.
然后当我们成为基督徒以后，我们又会有一些新的其他的目标。
For example, the same Hebrew letter I just read from you says that we should lay aside the sin that besets us and run our race to the goal.
比如说在希伯来书里他也提到说我们要放下我们这个缠累我们的这些罪，然后要向我们的标杆直跑。
And then, here's where we learn something new today. After we are saved and walking with Christ,
那我们今天需要学一些新的东西，就是当我们得救以后，然后开始跟耶稣一起生活的时候。
We discover we still have something remaining that causes us to sin.
我们就会发现我们里面还是会有一些东西使得我们不断的犯罪。
What makes people sin anyhow?
但是到底是什么东西让人犯罪呢？
Have you ever seen a child tell his first lie?
你有没有见过一个孩子第一次撒谎的样子？
Now we have a granddaughter in our household.
我有一个外孙女。
And she is 6 years old.
她已经六岁了。
And I wouldn't be surprised if you ask Mrs. Kaufman after church, she probably has some pictures of our grandchild.
那我太太她手里应该还有一些她的照片。
And so grandparents are always proud of their grandchildren, aren't they?
因为做这个祖父母的总是很这个以孙辈为荣。
But you know, as much as we love our granddaughter,
虽然我们非常爱她。
We have discovered that she has sin in her heart.
但是很不幸，我们也发现她里面，她的心里面有这个罪。
Have you ever seen a child tell his first lie or her first lie?
有没有想过，你看没看见过一个孩子真的是第一次撒谎的样子？
Mother says, "Honey, did you do it?"
妈妈就会问她，宝贝，是你干的吗？
And notice when the child answers, the child cannot look at Mama's face.
当这个孩子回答的时候，他不会直视他的母亲。
She looks down at her shoes.
她低着头看着她的脚。
Her shoestrings become the center of her universe.
她这个她的鞋带忽然一下成了宇宙的中心。
Why can't she look at Mama and tell a lie?
为什么她不能看着她的妈妈说谎呢？
Because she has a conscience and she knows it's wrong to lie.
因为她里面有良心，她知道跟妈妈撒谎是不对的。
And you know what? There is no parent here today who had to teach their child how to lie.
我们当中应该没有哪一个父母教过自己的孩子怎么去撒谎。
Where did they learn that?
但是他们是怎么学会的呢？
It's because they're born with a sin nature.
因为他们天生里面就有这个罪性。
Now when God saves a person, he forgives those sins.
当这个神拯救一个人的时候，他原谅了我们的罪。
Notice I said sins in the plural.
我说这个罪呢，是一个复数的词。
But there's still a sin principle that lives in the heart.
就是过去犯下的那些罪，但是呢，我们里面有一个这个造成罪的一个动因在里面还在。
And in dealing with that, we call that going on to perfection.
所以为了解决这个问题，我们就把它称为这个过程是成为完全的过程。
Now let me make something clear about this thing of perfection.
那我今天要把这个讲清楚，到底什么叫做完全。
You're thinking I mean absolute perfection. I don't mean that. I'll explain.
你以为我说的可能是绝对的完美，但不是这个意思。
God alone is absolutely perfect.
因为只有神自己是绝对完美的。
We make lots of mistakes.
我们每个人都会犯很多错。
We forget people's names.
我们经常会忘了别人叫什么名字。
When I first met David, I forgot his name for 3 times.
我第一次遇到唐牧师的时候，连续三次都想不起来他叫什么。
And then I wasn't sure how to pronounce his name. Is it Tang or Tong?
然后就又不太清楚到底该怎么发这个唐的音。
And so I'm not absolutely perfect.
所以我也不是一个完美的人。
Once in a while, I make a mathematical mistake.
有的时候我也会犯一些数学上的错。
When I first got married, I told my wife that I would take care of the checkbook.
我刚结婚的时候，我跟太太说，我来记账。
I would do all the banking. I would pay all the bills.
银行的事我来管，付账我也来做。
And she said, okay.
她说好。
And that was 50 years ago.
那个是50年前的事了。
Within 5 weeks, I had bounced 3 checks at the bank.
5个星期之内，银行退回来3张支票。
Obviously, I wasn't doing very well with the books.
显然我是这个在这个上面是不行的。
So I said, well, why don't you try it?
所以我就跟太太说，要不然你来试试吧。
And for 50 years, we've never had one bounced check.
然后之后的50年就再也没被银行退过支票了。
I tell people she can argue with the banker over a penny.
我跟别人讲说她可以打电话跟银行就是为一分钱要跟他们说清楚。
And win.
而且她还可以成功。
Now, does that make me a sinner?
这样说的话，是不是因为如此说来，我就是一个罪人呢？
It just means I'm human and I make mistakes.
不是的，只不过说我是一个人，我不完美，我会有失误。
When Jesus said, "Be ye therefore perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect,"
所以当耶稣说要完全像你们的天父一样，是什么意思呢？
He's talking about moral perfection.
他说的是道德上的完全。
Not absolute perfection.
不是这个绝对完美。
Angels are perfect.
这个天使是完全的。
God is perfect.
神是完全的。
We don't have that kind of perfection.
但是我们没有那样的完全或者说完美。
But we can have what is called Christian perfection.
但是我们可以有一个作为基督徒的完全。
Moral perfection.
就是道德上的完全。
That means we don't do those things that we know are wrong.
也就是说我们不会去做那些自己知道是错的事情，明知故犯。
Now I read to you from St. John's Gospel, chapter 12.
我们刚才读到约翰福音第十二章。
And in it we have this 24th verse, which talks about a corn of wheat falling to the ground and dying.
其中的24节讲到一粒麦子不落在地里死了。
And in that same section I said that a few Greeks came to talk to Jesus.
在这一段经节里讲到说有一些希腊人要去跟耶稣说话。
Now we don't know what the Greeks wanted.
我们并不知道他们见耶稣的目的是什么。
But whatever this request was, it set off a very strong emotional response in Jesus.
但是不管他们求见他的目的是什么，我们从耶稣的回答可以看出来，耶稣这个情绪上有一个很强的反应。
Now let me give you the setting leading up to John chapter 12.
那我可以给你讲一下这个约翰福音第十二章的这个背景。
Jesus had 3 years of public ministry.
耶稣出来传道已经有三年。
We have those in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
我们在我们的四福音书上都有记载。
Although Jesus lived to be 30 years of age, he only had 3 years of public ministry.
那所以到他耶稣是30岁以后才开始传道的，然后只传了三年。
His public ministry began with his baptism by John the Baptist.
然后他这个传道的开始就是施洗约翰为他受洗。
And just as we, after we accept Christ as our Savior, have Christian baptism,
所以就像我们一样，我们信主以后，我们也会受洗。
So Jesus went down to the Jordan River to be baptized by John.
那耶稣就是在约旦河里由施洗约翰为他受洗施洗的。
I don't think he did it because it was necessary, but he did it for an example for us.
他这样做不是说他有这个需要，而是说他为了成为我们的榜样。
And that's why we talk about following Christ in Christian baptism.
所以当我们在受洗的时候，我们讲我们是这样跟随耶稣的脚踪。
Now, if you read in the Gospels closely, you'll see that as soon as the baptism was done, the Spirit led him into the wilderness.
如果你仔细读的话，你就会发现，当耶稣被受洗之后，马上就神的灵就带领他到旷野受试探。
In fact, one of the gospel writers said the Spirit drove him into the wilderness.
然后其实甚至有一本福音书上提到说这个灵是驱赶他，让他到这个旷野去。
And for whatever reason, it was necessary for Jesus to go through a period of temptation.
所以不管是什么样的原因，耶稣有必要在那一段时间受到试探。
And so the scripture tells us that he was 40 days and 40 nights without any food, fasting in the wilderness.
所以圣经告诉我们他在旷野中40个昼夜都没有进食。
And after that it says he was hungry.
然后之后呢就说他渴了，他饿了。
So in that weakened, hungry condition, here came Satan to tempt him.
所以你可以想象在他这个又饥又渴的时候，身体上很疲弱的时候，这个魔鬼来试探他了。
Now there were three temptations. I'll just mention them briefly.
那当然有三个试探，我就简单的说一下。
Satan said to him, since he was hungry, he said, "Why don't you take these stones and do a miracle and make them into bread and you can eat them?"
那魔鬼就跟他说，你现在饿了，你可以把这个石头变成面包来吃。
And Jesus quoted the scripture that said, "Man shall not eat by bread alone."
那耶稣就引用了圣经的话说，人活着不是单靠食物。
And then after that, Satan led him up onto one of the high pinnacles of the temple and told him to jump off and the angels would catch him.
然后之后呢，这个魔鬼又领耶稣到这个圣殿的最高处，然后跟他说，你跳下来，这个天使会接住你。
And then the third temptation was Satan took him up into a high mountain and showed him much of the earth and he said, I'll give you all of this, Jesus, if you'll fall down and worship me.
然后又之后第三个就是把他带到一个高山上，让他看到地上的万国，然后跟他说，如果你拜我的话，我就把这一切都给你。
And Jesus said, of course, get thee hence, Satan. He refused.
那当然每一次耶稣都用圣经的话来抵制他。
And so Jesus fairly easily got through those three temptations at the outset of his ministry.
那就听上去好像是在他的这个开始他的事工之前，这三次的这个诱惑和试探，他都好像比较轻易的来抵挡了。
And so the same way newborn Christians are tempted to do certain things.
那同样的呢，当我们这个刚刚成为基督徒的时候，我们也会面临很多试探。
You have to learn to start a devotional life of prayer and Bible study.
你要开始学习有一个自己的这个生活，有一个属灵的生活，要开始学习读经祷告。
You might have to go back and make some things right again.
然后要参加查经班，然后有可能你之前做的错事要回去弥补。
We call this making a restitution.
我们称之为补偿。
It comes from the word to restore, to make it right again.
就是意思就是说把它就是重整，把它重新修好的意思。
Let me give you an example from my own life.
我可以从我的生活中举一个例子给你。
When I was newly married, I enlisted in the U.S. Air Force.
我刚结婚不久，我就到了美国空军。
You may not know this, but I worked in the hospital as a X-ray technician for many years.
我在美国空军的一个医院里做一个这个X 光的技师，做了很多年。
And so I was stationed in Kansas in the Air Force Base Hospital.
那个时候我是在堪萨斯的一个空军基地。
In that radiology department, we had a cabinet that had supplies in it.
那在那个就是放射科呢，我们有一个柜子，里面放了一些这个需要用的东西。
Some of those supplies included cans of insect spray, fly spray.
有一些，那当然这些东西里面有一些是那种一罐一罐的，就是杀虫剂的东西。
And rolls of like masking tape.
然后还有一卷一卷的那种像胶带。
Somehow I thought since I belonged to the country, Uncle Sam.
那个时候我觉得我既然参军了好像已经就是我是属于美国政府的了。
And this can of stuff and these tapes belong to Uncle Sam.
那这些东西这些这个杀虫剂也好胶带也好也是属于这个美国政府的。
Through some strange process of thinking, I thought I was entitled to them.
我也不知道我怎么想反正就觉得好像我也是这个政府的他也是政府所以我就可以随便用这些东西。
So I took the can of fly spray,
所以我就把这个杀虫剂拿了
，and three or four rolls of the tape，
大概三四卷那个胶带
，and I took it home，
然后就拿回家了。
I don't remember ever using it，
我都不记得我有用过。
My wife doesn't remember ever using it，
然后我太太也不记得有用过这些东西。
I don't know what happened to it，
后来也找不着了。
And years went by and I forgot all about it，
然后所以很多年过去我根本就忘记了。
Now I was in the service 4 years, and now I'm back in Ohio studying for the ministry.
所以我在空军待了四年，然后我就回到那个俄亥俄州去上神学院。
And one morning in my devotions, I was praying.
有一天早上，当我在这个读经祷告的时候，我在祷告。
And do you know what I saw in my devotions?
所以当我在这个晨更的时候，你知道我看到什么了吗？
A can of spray and some rolls of tape.
看到一罐杀虫剂，还有三四卷胶带。
Well, I tried to push it aside and forget it.
我就把这个想法扒了走，不想再去想。
But the more I prayed, that's all I could think about.
可是我一直祷告，这个景象就不断的出现在我面前，我想不了别的事情。
The next morning, I was out in the room praying.
那第二天早上，我又在祷告。
And guess what came to me again?
你知道又看到什么吗？
I finally got the idea this is not going to go away.
所以后来我终于明白了我这个事情要解决不然的话我会一直想。
Because I had stolen government property to which I was not entitled.
因为事实上我确实是偷了不属于我的东西是政府的东西。
And that's federal government property.
而且这个是这个政府的财产。
And I got scared.
然后我有点害怕这个不是一个小事情。
All I could think about was prison and chains and handcuffs.
所以我能想到的就是监狱呀，然后被关押呀这些事情。
And I kept hoping it would go away.
所以我就不想再去面对这件事情，想让它自己走消失。
But it did not go away.
但是它就是这个事情就是不肯消失。
So what am I going to do? I'm going to make a restitution.
那我该怎么办呢？我就需要来补偿。
I sat down on my typewriter.
所以我就坐下来在打字机上。
And I typed a letter to the hospital administrator.
写了一封信给那个当时我工作那个医院的这个主管部门。
I told him I had taken these things to which I was not entitled.
然后告诉他说我在多少多少年前拿了这些不属于我的东西。
And I estimated what I thought they might be worth.
然后大概估算了一下这些东西值多少钱。
And I wrote out a check for $8.50.
然后我就给他写了一个支票，大概里面有八块五毛钱。
I put it in the envelope.
所以连这个信一起放在一个信封里。
Put the stamp on it.
贴上邮票。
Put it in the mailbox.
然后放在邮箱里。
And waited for the FBI to come and arrest me.
然后我就坐在家里等着联邦调查局来抓我了。
But you know, a week went by.
可你知道一个星期过去了。
Three or four weeks went by.
三四个星期又过去了。
No FBI.
FBI 也没来找我。
And finally, I got a big letter in the mail.
后来终于有一天，我在信收到了一封很大的信封。
And this was a very official letter.
看上去是很正式的一个。
It didn't have a stamp.
上面没有并没有这个徽记。
It had the government stamp on it.
不是普通的邮票，而是一个政府的这个戳在上面。
So I opened the letter and read it.
所以我把信打开，然后。
Now about 6 weeks have gone by.
那个时候已经过了六个星期了。
And what that letter.Basically said was that that check has been in about every office on the Air Force base, and no one knew what to do with it.
这封信基本上就告诉我说，我那封信寄到以后，然后他们我的这张支票在他各个部门传来传去，大家都不知道该怎么办好。
And so some low-ranking officer typed me the letter.
然后后来最后找了一个这个很低级的官员，一个小喽啰来帮给写了一封信给我。
He said we don't know what to do with it.
就跟我说，我们也不知道该怎么办好。
So here's your money back.
所以我们就把这个支票再寄回给你。
And good luck.
说没事了。
But I kept that letter.
但是我那封信我留下来了。
And every once in a while I get it out of the back of my filing cabinet.
有的时候过一阵我就会把它从我的这个文件夹里拿出来。
It's kind of yellowish.
可能已经发黄了。
And the ink is kind of faded.
然后这个墨水也变淡了。
But I just feel good reading it.
但是每次看读到它，我都觉得心里觉得很安稳。
You see, the devil tried to scare me out of making the restitution.
你知道吗？因为当时那个害怕是魔鬼想要利用我，让我不去做这个补偿的工作。
And I never see fly spray or masking tape rolls anymore.
然后我以后再也不碰这个杀虫剂和这个一卷一卷的胶布了。
So I minded God.
所以我听了神的话。
Sometimes God might talk to you about some things you need to do.
有的时候神可能会跟你说一些你应该去做的事情。
If you stole, you take it back.
如果你偷了东西，你要把它放回去。
If you said something mean, you apologize.
如果你说了一些伤害人的话，你要去道歉。
Or whatever God might talk to you about.
不管是什么，只要是神告诉你做的。
So that was a temptation for me as a young Christian.And that could have ruined my relationship with God if I hadn't taken care of it.
对我来说，那个就是我刚信主的时候，一个那是一个诱惑。如果我没有好好的对付的话，那可能就会破坏我跟神之间的关系。
And so I don't know what God talks to you about, but we call that, and I've preached on this before here, just walking in the light, doing what God tells you to do.
所以我并不知道神跟你具体说了什么，但是我知道说你要听从他的话，你就是在光里行，跟他一起。
Now Jesus got through his three easy temptations without much trouble.
也可能我们觉得耶稣是经历那三个试探，好像是比较简单的，没有什么困难。
But what I have read you this morning from John chapter 12.
但是我们今天从约翰福音十二章所读到的
，probably became one of the last big temptations in the life of Christ.
可能是耶稣在这个他的生命当中受到的最后一个大的试探。
Now starting with Palm Sunday and ending with Good Friday, we call that our Lord's week of his passion.
从棕榈日到这个受难的那个礼拜五，这一个星期我们称它为这个受难周。
His passion meaning his week of suffering.
这个英文这个 passion 它有这个激情在里面，实际上是对耶稣来说是一个星期的这个受难。
It started with Palm Sunday.
是从棕榈日，是一个礼拜天开始。
Zechariah in the Old Testament said this would happen, and it did.
在旧约的撒加利亚书中有提到，然后就这样发生了。
They found the foal of a donkey, and Jesus sat on the donkey.
他们找到了一个驴驹，然后让耶稣骑在驴驹上。
And the donkey goes up into the eastern gate of Jerusalem.
然后这个驴驹就驮着耶稣从东门进入了耶路撒冷。
We call it Palm Sunday.
那一天就是棕榈日。
The people were shouting and throwing their garments in the pathway. The donkey was walking over their garments.
那群众都在欢呼，然后把他们的衣服脱下来铺在路上，这个驴就从这个铺的衣服上走过。
And the crowd cried out, Hosanna, Hosanna.
然后群众就都大家都在喊何塞纳，何塞纳。
Which really comes from the Hebrew Hoshianu, which means save us now, we pray.
这个它是从这个希伯来语来的，它原意就是说现在就拯救我们吧。
And so Jesus rode up into the city.
所以耶稣就这样进入了圣城。
Now the crowd thought he would go to the house of Pilate, or to the palace of Herod the king.
大家当时都以为他可能会进到这个希律王的宫殿，或者是比拉多的地方。
But he didn't.
但是他却没有。
He turned and went to the temple.
他转过来到圣殿去了。
And drove out the money changers.
然后他在那里赶出了那些兑换银钱的人。
You see, it was not his intention to take over the place.
也就是说，他的目标并不是要推翻当时的政府。
He was more concerned about his father's house, that it be a house of prayer.
他更在意这个我父的殿是一个祷告的殿。
Probably later that day, Judas made the deal to sell Jesus.
可能就是在那天晚些时候，犹大就跟那些宗教领袖有一个出卖耶稣的协议。
And then things are silent for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
从礼拜一到礼拜三都很安静。
And Thursday then the preparation for the Passover meal that night at sundown.
等到礼拜四就要开始准备逾越节的晚餐。
So somewhere between Palm Sunday and the Passover meal on Thursday, this scripture I read you takes place.
那也就是说在那个棕榈日的那个礼拜天和礼拜四之间，就是我们刚才读到十二章这个事情发生在那个时候。
Satan is going to try one more time to stop Jesus from going to the cross.
因为魔鬼还要再试一次，要阻止耶稣上十字架。
That's why I made a point of three temptations early in his ministry.
所以我刚才提到说，在耶稣开始施工之前有三次的试探。
But now there comes this other temptation.
那现在来了又来了这一次。
Let me tell you a little bit more about it.
那我来继续来跟你讲。
These Greeks come to Philip.
这个那些希腊人来找腓力。
They had probably converted to Judaism. They're probably Greek Jews.
可能这些希腊人已经那时候已经皈依犹太教了，所以叫做这个属犹太教的希腊人。
And notice they went to Philip.
你要注意到，他说他们先去找腓力。
Do you know why they went to Philip?
你知道为什么吗？
He's the only disciple with a Greek name.
就在所有的这个门徒当中，只有腓力的名字是一个希腊名字。
And they have a request for Philip.
然后那个时候就对他有个请求。
Verse 21 says, Sir, we would see Jesus.
第二十一节讲到说，先生，我们愿意见耶稣。
Now we don't know what they wanted to say to Jesus or ask of Jesus.
这里并没有讲他们见耶稣是为了什么，要问什么。
But I've often wondered since they were from Greece, if maybe they were going to invite him to come to Athens.
但是我经常想说，这些希腊人会不会想请耶稣到雅典去？
They knew that Jesus was teaching something new in his gospel.
因为他们知道耶稣在他的福音当中要再教一些新的东西。
And they might be saying, Jesus, don't stay here in Jerusalem where they don't like you. Come to Athens and live.
他们有可能会说，你别不要待在耶路撒冷，他们并不喜欢你，我们非常欢迎你到雅典去。
Athens was the seat of learning in the classic empire there at the Mediterranean world.
在那个时候，地中海附近，雅典是一个非常强盛的一个知识的一个城市。
Instead of a dying savior, he could be a philosopher and live the good life in Athens.
所以，如果他可以不留在耶路撒冷，成为这个受难的救主，而他可以到雅典去，成为一个伟大的哲学家。
So they're saying, come to Athens and live. Don't stay in Jerusalem and die.
所以他们有可能会说，到雅典来吧，和我们一起生活，你不用在这里受苦受死。
Jesus, we have a philosopher's chair for you and a philosopher's gown.
我们有一个这个哲学家的位子留给你。
Bring your gospel to Athens. We'd like to hear about it.
把你的福音带到雅典，我们也愿意听你讲。
And it becomes a temptation to Jesus.
这对耶稣来说就成了一个试探。
Because notice, after they ask the question,
你要注意，在他们问完问题之后，
it creates an emotional disturbance in his mind.
耶稣说他的心里忧愁。
Verse 27 says, Now is my soul troubled.
27节讲到我现在心里忧愁。
And in that same context, he brings us to our text.
所以就在这个前提下，他开始讲到下面的内容。
Jesus said, Except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone.
他说到一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒。
It was his way of saying, I've got to stay in Jerusalem and die.
意思就是说我必须要留在耶路撒冷受死。
And in so doing, he sets an example for you and me.
而他这样做的时候就成为我们的榜样。
He said, Verily, verily, I say unto you,
他说我实实在在地告诉你
Except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die.
一粒麦子若不落在地里死了仍旧是一粒。
It abideth alone.
仍旧是一粒。
He also says the man who loves his life will lose it.
他也说到爱惜自己生命的就失丧生命。
And the man who hates his life in this world
在这世上恨恶自己生命的
will find it for all eternity.
就要保守生命到永生。
So the temptation for Jesus apparently was not to respond to these Greeks because they might be offering him something that would be a way out of going to the cross and dying.
所以对耶稣来说他的试探 不仅仅是希腊人给他提供的这个机会说离开这个耶路撒冷不去受死。
The last time I was here, I shared something with you. I'm going to repeat it.
上次我在这里的时候我有跟大家分享一个故事我今天要再重讲一下。
Thomas Kincaid, the great landscape painter.
那有一个很著名的这个油画家叫做 Thomas Kincaid.
Some of you I've seen his paintings hanging on the walls of your house.
我在我们当中有一些人的家里看到过他的画。
And he says, to make light or heat,
那他曾经说过要制造光和热。
Something must die.
有一些东西必须要死掉。
Do you know when you turn on that light switch?
你知不知道在你在家里打开这个电灯开关的时候
it makes light,
灯就亮了
something has died.
在这个过程在而与此同时有一些东西死掉了
it may have decomposed into the ground and made gas.
然后当这个生物死去的时候它在这个土壤里这个分解然后产生一些气体
and the gas fires the generators that makes the electricity.
可能是一些这个气体然后开始推动发动机然后来制造电力
Or it might be like the fireplace that my wife and I have in our family room.
也可能像我们在家里有一个这个火炉壁炉。
If we want heat and light out of the fireplace,
如果我们想要这个燃烧这个
the log has to die and be burned up.
让这个壁炉发光发热的话，那我们就需要烧一些木头。
So to have light or heat, something must be burned.
那这个木头就要死，所以。我们要有光和热的话就有一定有一些东西要死掉要被烧掉
Whether it's wood or charcoal or olive oil or whale oil
不管 是煤也好木头也好是橄榄油也好是鲸鱼身上的油也好
And in the same way we must die in order to live to Jesus
那同样的我们也必须要有一个死的过程才能够为耶稣而生
And it sounds so unnatural for Jesus to sayIf you lose your life, you find it.
耶稣说爱惜自己生命的就失丧生命对不起反过来恨恶自己生命的就要保守生命听上去很奇怪。
No death, no life. It's as simple as that.
就是一个很简单的公式就是没有死就没有生。
So Jesus said we must fall to the ground and die.
所以耶稣说我们必须落在地里死掉。
Perhaps the Lord will lead you to the edge of that furrow in the garden or in the field.
那也可能耶稣主会把你带到这个田园里这个耕地旁。
I grew up on a farm as a boy.
我小的时候是生活在一个农场上。
My dad would drive the tractor with the plow behind it.
然后我父亲就会开着这个拖拉机后面有这个犁地的东西。
I can remember as a kid walking in the warm earth behind that plow where he just turned the dirt out.
我有印象说他开着拖拉机这个犁地的时候，我就跟在后面走，那个地刚被翻过，然后走在犁上面还热热的。
And Jesus said in the same way, it's like a seed on the edge of that furrow. It must fall down in and die.
然后这个我们耶稣描述的就是在这个刚犁过的地的这个沟上边上一定有这个种子，一定要落在这个刚犁好的这个沟里，它才能够死去，然后。
And so just as Jesus faced the temptation of the Greeks,
那耶稣面临的这些希腊人带来的试探。
There's a sense in which even after we're saved, we have this temptation to face.
也就是说，就我们自己的生活中，即便是我们得救以后，我们也会要面临到试探。
Will we really die in order that we can live?
我们是不是也愿意先死而后生呢？
And it's amazing, once you're willing to do it, things start coming together in your life.
而且很奇妙是，当你有这个愿意的时候，当你开始有这个决心的时候，你这个生命中就会有一些事情就奇妙的发生了。
Remember Jesus said when that request came, now is my soul troubled. This was a problem for him.
所以记得刚才耶稣说，当这些人提到这个请求的时候，他的心里忧愁。
But he got the victory over it and agreed to do what he had to do, not go to Athens, but stay in Jerusalem to die.
但是他最后战胜了这个，然后愿意留在耶路撒冷，而不是到雅典去。
Now after the Passover meal, then he went to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray.
在这个逾越节的晚餐之后，他就到克西马尼园去祷告。
And it's like the final victory for him came in the Garden of Gethsemane.
对他来说，这就是他最后的胜利，在这个克西马尼园的时候。
One last time, he said, "Oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me."
因为在那里，他最后一次说，父啊，如若可行，就把这杯挪去。
And once he said, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done.
但是他后来又说，但是不要照我的意思，要照你的意思。
It's like victory was assured for him.
就在这里，他取得了胜利。
When he was in the house of Caiaphas and they were slapping him on the face.
所以当他在盖亚法的那个住的地方，他们打他的脸的时候。
Or in the palace of Herod when they put the robe on him and the crown of thorns.
或者在比拉多的那个宫殿里，他们把这个紫袍披在他身上，还有那个荆棘的冠冕戴在他头上。
Or when they mocked him in Pilate's judgment hall.
或者在这个比拉多审判他的地方，他们嘲笑他、侮辱他的时候。
He was able to endure that because he had settled it in the garden what he was going to do.
他都能够忍受下去，因为在克西马尼园的祷告里，他已经胜过了。
It's like Jesus said, "I'm going to fall into the furrow and die."
就在那里，他已经定了一个决心，就像那粒麦子一样，要落到这个犁地的草里面，然后死掉。
So he decided to go the way of the cross rather than the way of the crowds.
所以他决定要上十字架，而不是从众人的心愿。
And you and I must do the same thing.
那你跟我也要做同样的决定。
When Jesus said, "Father, glorify thy name," in verse 28, he was really saying, "I'm giving you a blank signed check, God. You just fill it in however you want."
所以当耶稣在28节说到父啊，愿你荣耀你的名的时候，实际上他的意思就是说，我给了你一张空白的支票，你随便怎么填都可以。
It was his moment of self-renunciation.
这个在他的在耶稣的生涯中，这个就是他的自己的对自己的放弃，自己权力的放弃。
And you and I, if we're going to be perfect as Christ wants us to be,
所以如果我们想要像耶稣希望我们那样做，成为一个完全的人的话
，You'll have to reach that supreme moment in your life when you give God a blank signed check.
你也必须要有这样一个时刻，做这样一个决定，把你自己当一个空白的支票交给上帝。
I told you about the Chinese lady, Mrs. Nabi Zhou.
有一个中国人，一个女士。
She was out praying one day in the field.
那有一次她在野地里祷告。
And she was having the same battle.
她也有一个心里也有同样的挣扎。
Do I fall into the ground and die and let Jesus have complete control?
我要不要也像那粒麦子一样落在地里死了，让耶稣来对我的生命完全的掌权？
And she said something like this to God in prayer.
然后她就在祷告中跟神说了这样的话。
She said, "God, how come I always have to do it your way? Why can't I do it my way?"
所以她就跟神说，为什么每次都要听你的呢？能不能听我一次呢？
And God said to Mrs. Nobby Joe, it's not that your way is bad, it's just that my way is better.
那这个神给他的回答就是说，并不是说你的办法不好，只是说我的办法更好。
And here's what God said to her in prayer.
这也就是神在他的祷告中给他的话。
He said, you belong to the people at the railroad bridge.
他对他讲，这个神对他讲说，你属于那些在啊这个铁路过桥那个地方那些人。
That's what God said to her.
这就是神跟她说的。
She wasn't sure what it meant, so she asked questions in town.
她又不太明白神这个是什么意思，所以她就到镇上去问大家。
And outside her city was a curve in the railroad track.
哦，原来在她所住的这个城市外面有一个这个铁路，这个铁路有在一个地方拐弯。
And that curve overlooked a drop off, a precipice of thousands of feet.
那这个拐弯的地方刚好下面就是一个很深的悬崖。
And people would go out there who were discouraged to take their own life, to commit suicide.
有些时候那些绝望的人就到这个地方来跳下悬崖自杀。
And God said, you belong to the people at the curve in the railroad track.
所以神对他说的话就是你属于那些就是在那里跳崖自杀的人。
So she had a sign erected and put in place.
所以后来他就在那个地方竖了一个牌子。
And the sign said, don't.See Mrs. Nobby Joe and gave her address.
然后那个牌子上就写的不要跳，来找这个 Nobby Joe， 就是她的名字，然后把她的地址也写在下面。
She lived into her 90s.
她一直活到九十多岁。
And over 5,000 people were saved from suicide. They went to her house, and she pointed them to the Savior, to Jesus.
然后就在她这一生当中，有5000多个人因为找到，就是在自杀之前去找她，然后她给他们传了福音，救了他们的生命。
So you and I must die to our will and do what Jesus wants us to do.
所以你我也一样，要向着我们自己的愿望而死，要为耶稣做他想让我们做的事情。
And I was so happy about something here this morning.
我今天早上还有件事情觉得很高兴。
Did you see what was on the screen while we took up the offering?
你有没有看到当我们在收奉献的时候，这个屏幕上写的是什么？
I told my wife, this is too good to be true.
我跟我太太说，简直好得令人难以置信。
The name of the song was Fully Surrendered.
我们那个唱的那首歌叫做完全的奉献，就是完全的投降。
And that's what Jesus is talking about.
这也就是耶稣所说的。
Fall into the ground and die.
落一粒麦子要落在地上死了。
And if you will, you'll bring forth much fruit.
如果你愿意这样做的话，你就会结出许多果子来。
That's the promise of the Savior.
这就是我们的主对我们的应许。
Let us pray together, please.
我们一起来祷告。
Dear Jesus, we thank you for the message this morning.
亲爱的耶稣，我们感谢你今天早上给我们的信息。
I believe you gave me these thoughts to present today.
我相信是你的愿望让我把这些话语讲出来。
And I'm confident there's someone in the church today who needs this message.
我相信我们当中有一些人真的需要这个信息。
There'll come that supreme moment in life when we must decide, are we going to really do what God wants us to do or not?
他们也会在生命中遇到那一个重要的时刻，要决定到底怎么样来做。
You have a plan for each one of us.
你对我们每一个人都有计划。
And just as you did for Mrs. Nobby Joe in the illustration.
就像我刚才讲到的这个 Nobby Joe 这个女士一样。
You have something for us to do for you.
你在我们的生命中也有计划要我们做的事情。
Help us each one to find our place in the center of your divine will.
帮助我们每一个人都在你的意愿中找到自己的位置。
And we'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们要感谢称颂你，奉主耶稣的名。
God bless you.
愿神保佑。